KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Jody Hendricks joins us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, so much appreciate not only the work that you and your team do in the times between our conversations on ABQ Connect, but so much appreciate you taking the time to bring us up to speed on today's broadcast.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Well, let's start where we often do. Those not familiar with the New Mexico Family Action Movement and in general, the work that's done there.
Yeah, absolutely. New Mexico FAM really exists to defend biblical values and strengthen families in New Mexico. And we do that by influencing policy, equipping the churches, and educating voters across our state. So we engage directly in the legislative process to advocate for laws that protect life, uphold parental rights, advance religious freedom, and promote, of course, moral and economic responsibility. Of course, we do our research and we share that and we advocate and we mobilize our grassroots across the state so that families can feel that they can take an ownership here in New Mexico of what's happening. We give them what they need, the tools and the understanding to be able to bring their faith to the public square, to be able to stand firm and take action as God has called us to do by empowering parents and pastors, citizens. We do that with truth and practical tools so that we can connect their faith with their action.
Jody, aside from interacting with New Mexico Family Action Movement on the website at nmfam.org, is there a place for those who may have some extra time on their hands that their values line up with New Mexico Family Action Movement? Could you put people to work?
Absolutely.
Volunteer. I'm not.
Yes.
What kind of volunteer opportunities are there?
So we have a lot of great things going on across the state where we need volunteers. So we have our community events that we put on. We're expanding those to other cities, and we always need volunteers to help us put those events on. You really get an opportunity to reach out to families in your area when you volunteer for one of our community events, our festivals. But we also have the Christian Action Network, and we need volunteers to help spread that network across the state, to help organize the pastors in your area, to help them be connected to real-time information as far as how their churches and their congregations are being affected by what's happening in Santa Fe. So we need volunteers to help make those connections for the pastors and church leaders across the state. And then, of course, we're always looking for volunteers to set up parent gatherings for our My Kid, My Choice initiative, helping parents understand what's happening in public schools, what their rights are in New Mexico public schools, and how they can share the message with others. So we have a great tool for putting on a parent gathering, but we need volunteers. We need people who are willing to use the credibility they have in their community to say, hey, I've got an important message that I want to share with y'all, and I think you might like to hear it. And so, of course, we then prepare you to be able to do each one of those things. So yes, we're always looking for volunteers to come and join us at New Mexico FAM.
Now, today I'll often refer our listener to the website. I already did once, nmfam.org. And on the website, which is, I mean, it's so well built. You mentioned, Jody, the CAN initiative, and the Christian Action Network. And right on the homepage at nmfam.org, at the top right, you'll see CAN. Just click on that. It'll give you all the details, including really the vision. And you know, let me read this. This is the verse that really is behind the Christian Action Movement. Micah 6:8 reads, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." And just below that on the website, you'll see do justice in more detail, love kindness in more detail, and walk humbly with your God. And in addition to CAN, you'll find the My Kid, My Choice link as well, and that is on the homepage, same place, top right, MKMC. Click on that, and you'll find information about this as well. Lots of really pertinent, important information for the families. Any more on that before we move on, Jody?
I'm just excited to see the My Kid, My Choice campaign taking off and really providing a great tool for parents across our state. So that is our latest initiative, and it's being received very well. Parents are so excited and happy to have information that is specifically meant to empower them and their God-given role and rights as parents. And so it's really valuable. If you haven't checked it out yet, if you have kids or grandkids that are growing up in New Mexico, maybe even dealing with the public school system, medical system, it's going to be really valuable for you to check out.
Yeah. And if you know, when you click on the link to get to the website for My Kid, My Choice, which, by the way, you can go directly to mykidmychoicenm.com, and there's a parental toolkit that parents will find there. Can you briefly go over what they'll find in that toolkit?
Absolutely. So the toolkit is really meant to make sure parents have accurate information. There's so much misinformation out there, and there's so many just straight up lies out there as far as what's happening with our kids, what's best for our kids, and so on. And so the parent toolkit is really meant to help you step by step to evaluate, you know, recognizing what your family values are and how you should be then evaluating your schools. So there's going to be a school evaluation checklist. What should you be looking at your child's school to understand where you might need to be paying extra attention. There's also tools in that kit that will help you know how to challenge curriculum or library content in your school, how to make sure you know what your child is checking out in the library, how to engage with school boards, understanding your freedoms in education as far as any resources that are available to you for education freedom, and of course, opt-out forms. That is the biggest thing. Parents don't realize the rights they have, that they can choose to opt their children out of so many different things that are happening in the schools. Yeah. And we have that in that toolkit for you so that you know how, where, when, why you should or can opt your child out of inappropriate content or discussions in their classroom.
Yeah. And let me touch on the library thing just a little bit. That, you know, in the last year or two, maybe more so over the last year, really the information getting out there on what is available in the public school libraries. And just actually, I was talking to someone this week who's kind of dialed into that and said, yeah, it's still there in spite of the objections. And that is why My Kid, My Choice is so important. You know, we can't just address this one time and expect to see change. There needs to be, you know, commitment to seeing change. And yes, you'll find some support in that through the My Kid, My Choice website. And again, that's mykidmychoicenm.com, where you can get to it by MKMC. Just click on that on the top of the website at nmfam.org. Hey, let's press on, because the New Mexico Family Action Movement, always relevant, and with the election coming up first Tuesday in November and early voting already open here in the Albuquerque metro area, the mayoral race is underway. And of course, there's a school board and city council races as well. New Mexico Family Action Movement has provided a voter guide. And I think, Jody, more focused on the mayoral candidates.
Yes.
They'll find that on the website at nmfam.org. And I wanted to help. First, let me help the listener get there. Go to the homepage, nmfam.org, and then go to the Action Center found on the top left of the page. And there, just scroll down. You'll see Albuquerque Mayoral Candidate Guide. And if you could walk us through, when you click Learn More, it'll bring you to the election details. What has the New Mexico Family Action Movement done? Now, I see that there's grades for each of the candidates? How did the New Mexico Family Action Movement come about getting to the grade mark? And feel free to go further into all the other information that is there, and how your team came up with the information you're providing.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go to that voter guide, you're going to see, of course, at the top, just a reminder of the importance of being informed. And so, of course, that was the really the drive behind this project, of course, as it is every time we create a voter guide, is really to just educate the voter. You need to know who your options are. You need to know what they stand for. You need to be educated and understand, do they line up with my values or not? And so, of course, that's why we've created it. And we've tried to make it simple, because it can be really daunting when you're trying to look up candidates and educate yourself. And you're trying to see, well, you know, of course, everybody's going to paint themselves in the best light, but how do I really know? And so we've taken a few key issues. Of course, we're always looking through the film of our issues of life, family, and religious freedom. And so we have taken the information that is available. It's all public information. Whether it is surveys that the candidates have filled out, it is statements that they've made in interviews, it's maybe voting records or whatever public information, and we've narrowed it down for the voter so that they can see candidate by candidate some of the main points on the issues. So the issues we've covered that we feel reflect back to life, family, and religious freedom are the category of crime and safety. That's going to affect a thriving family, is it not?
Right.
And of course, homelessness, because Albuquerque has such a problem with homelessness right now. And how does that affect a thriving family? Economic and fiscal category to understand if they're going to be, you know, pro-business or small businesses. There's a lot of families in New Mexico that are small business owners. And so we need to understand how the candidates are going to affect us in that area. Of course, a parental and faith rights. Right now in New Mexico, parental rights are under attack. And we need to make sure we understand where these candidates might stand to determine what that might cause as far as the threats to our parental rights and, of course, our rights in our faith and religious freedom. And so we've looked at each category and we have summed it up for you on each one. Based on all of that information, we have then put it through that filter of how does this bottom line affect the family? And so on that voter guide, at the bottom of each candidate, you're going to see an impact on families statement. This is our summary, and this is where we've then determined the grade for each candidate. The grade for each candidate is truly a family score. So this reflects where we believe they stand on our main issues, faith, family, and freedom here in New Mexico. And so when you look at each one of those, you're going to be able to see what concerns we might have versus what things that give us a little bit of hope or encouragement. So we really encourage the voters to read through it, look at each one of those categories, and then look at that family statement, that sum up statement that really tells us, based on the information we've discovered through public access, then what do we feel that they're going to do for families?
All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. And we're recording today's conversation, and it may be by the time this airs, we will have put that voter guide in the Action Center at klyt.fm. If you don't find it there yet, watch for it in the coming hours or days. It's there along with other information, a couple of other voter guides that are available for you to check out. So we would encourage you to consume all of that information. And let me back up. Please be registered to vote. Mm-hmm. We're beyond the absentee ballot requests. Mm-hmm. So now it's early voting, or on the day of the election, you can get out to the polls and vote. But please do register to vote, and please do take the time to either get out to early voting or be there on the first Tuesday in November. If you need assistance finding you know, what district you're in or who, would that be at the city website? Jody, what's the best way for people to realize who is representing them when it comes to and I kind of threw you a curveball. Hopefully you have the answer.
Not a curveball at all.
School board or city council.
So right now, the best way to find those details is on our page that is our voter guide on our website. You're going to see that button that says Find My Sample Ballot. When
you
click on that, it will take you to the voter portal from the Secretary of State's website. You'll put in your first and last name, your date of birth, and your county. You'll have to click I'm Not a Robot, and then it'll take you to your specific voter registration information. That's going to tell you what district you're in. That's going to tell you all the details you need to know. Once you are in that information, you've put your name, your date of birth, and you've clicked search, you're going to see a link on the side that says see my sample ballot. And that's where you're going to want to click, because then you're going to know exactly who is on your ballot. That's going to tell you who's currently holding the seat versus who's running against them, if it is a seat that is up for election. So city council, school board, of course, the mayoral election for Albuquerque, all of that is going to be found in that voter portal that is linked on our website.
All right. Thank you, New Mexico Family Action Movement. You make it so easy.
Of course, that's our goal.
NMFAM.org. And, you know, there's plenty on the website we haven't talked about. We probably won't get to today just because of time. But Jody, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to come back and review a little bit of what happened during the special. So I have a hard time saying special session.
Yeah.
But, during the special session, but we'll cover some of the material from that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Jody Hendricks. She's connected with us today to talk about things related to the New Mexico Family Action Movement, NMFAM.org. If you missed our first segment, we talked quite a bit about opportunities to get engaged with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, whether it's the Christian Action Network or the My Kid, My Choice, or volunteer opportunities. And we also covered information about the upcoming election, first Tuesday in November, and the voter guide prepared by the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And again, we're pre-recording today's interview, so it may be already available at the Action Center at klyt.fm, but you'll find it on the website at nmfam.org. Click on Action Center, and you can kind of follow the cues from there. Learn more about the election and then election details, including a sample ballot where you can know who exactly is going to be on your ballot. So all of that covered in the first segment. And between now and the election, we'd encourage you to share this segment, which you'll find on the archive at abqconnect.online, with others that you want to get that information to. In this segment, Jody, we wanted to kind of review what happened in the special session that the governor called recently in the roundhouse. And, you know, what, you know, hopefully let's, I don't know if it's a report card or just in review of, you know, what did we see happen? And, oh, it'd be nice to have some good news, but let's move forward.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a whole lot of good news around the special session.
Yeah. You know, let me give this good, because I always try, I like to try to find something good to say. There are those who are, you know, actually all the people that show up for the session, you know, they're supposed to be there to serve their community. And, you know, many are working hard to come to results that would be in line with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. They're quite honestly, it's easy to say that they're outnumbered in the roundhouse. And your prayer for these people, senators and representatives, all that, and for all of them, that you would pray for God's wisdom for them, protection for their families, and just the ability to do what would be in line with what we see in Scripture. Always hold them up in prayer. So there's our positive note for the roundhouse, Jody.
Yes. Well, and on the positive note, we have so many freedom champions, I will call them, in Santa Fe. We have so many people who really do give their all to try to protect our biblical values, to try to protect life, the family, religious freedom. And so we can't forget that they're up there fighting for us. It is hard. It is a difficult, difficult task that they take on. And so they so appreciate the prayers that you can offer up for them. They appreciate the encouragement. You know, we had an action alert that we did during the session, and someone kind of found it after the fact, after the vote had already been taken. And she reached out to us and said, you know, I still would like to contact them and let them know how I feel about this. And it turned out that her senator was a conservative who aligns with our values and with what this particular voter was hoping she had done. So, of course, the voter was very excited to know that. But she still went ahead and she went out of her way to contact her senator to let her know how grateful she was for the vote that she had placed on this issue. And you know what? I want to let you know, our legislators so appreciate that. They need to be reminded that they are not alone. They need to be reminded that they are up there truly fighting for values that New Mexicans care about. Just because one message seems to ring louder than any other message in New Mexico doesn't mean that that's what everyone thinks and feels. And so we need to make sure that we're using our voice to let them know that we appreciate what they're doing for us.
Yeah, you know, and a good place to start, we've got a few talking points about the special session, one of them being doctors in New Mexico. And before I forget, since we are on the topic of prayer, God, you know, he loves to hear those prayers of specificity. I don't mind sharing this because I know Nicole Tobiasen has shared much publicly about her struggle, her family struggle. Her husband, Mark, some time ago dealt with severe medical issues that, you know, not having the care that's needed here in New Mexico, it caused great difficulty to Mark and Nicole and their family. So that topic of the need for doctors in New Mexico hitting close to home. And Mark actually currently dealing with recovering from West Nile virus, if you would pray specifically for that family and what they're dealing with, because Nicole continues to be one of those freedom fighters in the roundhouse, that we can hopefully hold their arms up through prayer and words of encouragement. But let's get to that topic about, you know, the need for doctors in New Mexico and what happened during the special session.
Yeah, so the special session was called, and it was kind of under the guise of really addressing the medical concerns that we have here in New Mexico. But unfortunately, the result really has made it worse for doctors in New Mexico. So right now, if you're not familiar, you know, doctors are fleeing the state. They can't afford to stay here. They can't afford to work here because of the current system and how everything is running. And they also are finding more and more obstacles with the laws that we have and ethical beliefs and values that doctors hold, and not wanting to be in a position where they're, you know, required to do so much, and really kind of call into question where that line is between their right to say no ethically, I don't want to do this, versus, you know, the laws in New Mexico and where that leaves them. So there's so many different things that are driving doctors out of New Mexico. And so we thought that they were going to try to address that, to say, hey, what can we do to incentivize doctors to stay here? And unfortunately, they've just made the problem worse due to federal things that are happening through the White House. We're seeing Medicaid funds no longer going to undocumented individuals, and we're seeing vaccine mandates changing, vaccine encouragements changing and those kind of things, recommendations. And so really what the special session did, really from the words of a legislator who was there in person, was saying what they wanted to do was just undo what everything that's been done at the federal level. And so they made it to where our Medicaid dollars at the state level will go even further to undocumented individuals. They addressed the vaccine issue by creating mandates that parents have to get their kids vaccinated. Sneaking in, there's a tiny little opt-out option in there, but it's very difficult to understand. And so that's something that we want to make sure parents understand, though they have now mandated vaccines. We do have a way out, so there is a right there. But they also began to address giving money to Planned Parenthood and funding public broadcasting, all of those things at the federal level that are changing. They decided to try to bring back and fix with state dollars here in New Mexico, which unfortunately harms the medical industry even more. It harms the family even more. It puts funds into things that are against our values, really all because the special session was ideological driven rather than issue driven to find true solutions for New Mexico families.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we often assume that everyone listening to our discussions, Jody, lines up with our values and won't have any objections to some of the things we're talking about. But for those listening, let's touch on a couple of these. Funding for Planned Parenthood, for those that would say, well, why would you want to take away from assisting women's health? And I think you maybe can articulate better than I can, that's one of the things we hear often that really just isn't true.
Correct. And, you know, I think we have to look at that term women's health. That has taken on a completely different understanding in our society today, especially here in New Mexico. They want to call everything women's health, women's health, women's health. But you have to look at the science, the repercussions of an abortion. That is not for women's health. That is harmful to a woman. And of course, whether you agree with our stance on life and our biblical value of life or not, you have to understand this is not helping women. This is not addressing all concerns that a woman's health entails. This is focusing on things that end up being more harmful to the woman and, of course, harmful to life. And so Planned Parenthood basically focusing on abortion and now transgender treatments. None of that really is women's health. And so when you're looking at women's health, you need to look at what is promoting, what is building them up, what is caring for their bodies in a positive way. And our state, our leadership wants you to think that something like abortion is women's health, but it's really, truly harmful. And so we have to really put that in perspective. Of course, we want to protect women's health, but I think we have a different understanding of women's health based on our beliefs and what's good for the human body and a woman's body versus what ideology is being driven today regarding quote unquote women's health.
And the misconceptions people may have about NPR and or PBS and why we don't necessarily want to be funding the work that they're doing.
Right. And really, it comes back to trying to put money back in the political realm. We look at the history of donations made and support given. And, you know, Planned Parenthood often endorses candidates and puts lots and lots of money into their campaigns. And so does the public broadcasting. This is just a way to continue to fund their efforts to campaign and out-campaign the conservative candidates. And so when you look at it, that's really sad that our funding at a special session is focused on how can we pour money back into the message that is really misinformation, full of a lot of misdirection instead of truly putting that money to the health and well-being of New Mexico families.
Let's end on a good note, Jody. Let's talk about the upcoming Legacy Dinner. Really something to look forward to.
Yes, we're so excited. We are hosting our first ever Legacy Dinner this December. We are excited about this dinner, and we're going to be putting that invitation out there to whoever would like to come. However, seating is limited, and so watch for that invitation. If you're not already connected to New Mexico Fam, get on our mailing list so that you'll be the first one to get that invitation. But what we're doing is we get to finally share with the community in person. It's going to be hosted here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to get to share specifically what we've been doing. We're going to get to show some stories of impact through the initiatives that we have launched and have grown over the last 3 years, specifically what we have grown this year and the exciting things we have coming in the year to come. We just really want to share the vision. We want to pull the community into this beautiful movement to help them understand how to engage in the legislative process, how to uphold their own parental rights and empower their parental rights, how to get involved in making sure that we bring faith to the public square. We were never meant to stay silent in the public square. We must stand firm and take action. And so we're going to share some really exciting, inspiring things. And we want to invite families to come and join us. Those who've heard of us, those who are maybe new to hearing about New Mexico Fam, we just want to be able to come and give you this unique picture of what we're up to, what's going on. And we have Vince Torres coming as our special speaker. He and I are going to be doing just a heartfelt conversation from stage to be able to share the legacy that Vince started here in New Mexico and what became New Mexico Family Action Movement and how the community can be involved in the work that we're doing.
Oh, very exciting. So really what you need to do is go to nmfam.org, sign up for the newsletter, and watch for that invite to the Legacy Dinner coming up December
6th.
Yes. Okay. And we'll continue to let you know about that. Jody, I don't want to cut you off. Any other thoughts before we put a bow on today's conversation?
Well, as always, I appreciate the time and I appreciate you letting us share what we're doing. And I just encourage everyone as we're facing this coming election to truly spend time in prayer, educate yourself. Your vote is your voice and you have a voice. And so I encourage you to use it and to use it in a way that will honor and glorify our Father in heaven.
All right, Jody, thank you for your time. Look forward to having you back in soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.